Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
Entertaining strangers. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some people have entertained angels without knowing it. The current church season is called Lent. This is a period where we take time to reflect on our relationship with God and what that means to us as we approach Easter. Remember what our Lord said about the greatest commandment in Matthew 22, verse 37? Let me paraphrase. Love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. At our church, First United Methodist here in Maryville, Tennessee, we have several ministries that are focused on entertaining strangers. We serve a weekly open community meal through the welcome table. We also have an active Celebrate Recovery ministry, which addresses people's hurts, habits, and hangups. And we support Family Promise, a resource for unhoused families. Through each of these activities, we have heard testimonies of people who experienced the presence of God because our church members allowed God to show God's love through them. If we look back at today's scripture verse, can we substitute entertaining strangers in this passage with hospitality to neighbors? That would have the verse sound like this: Do not forget to show hospitality to neighbors. For by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. The Word of God, as found throughout both the Old and New Testaments, demonstrates God's concern for widows, orphans, and those who are struggling. Shouldn't we also share that concern? How can we work with other members of our faith communities to show hospitality to neighbors, especially those who have struggles? Are there needs in your community that can be addressed through the resources, gifts, and talents that you have been given? Ask yourself, within your community, do strangers and neighbors feel the presence of God at work through you? Will you pray with me? Lord, we know through your word that you care for those who are struggling. I pray you would give me the opportunity to entertain strangers, to show hospitality to neighbors, those who are struggling here in my community. Amen. Today's devotion was written and read by Owen Ragland.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.